B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Erevin Daf Pei Gimel. We're going to start from the Mishnah, a third of the way from the bottom of Daf Pei Beis Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Kamo hu shi'uroi, how much food does one have to put down for an Eruv Tchumin? Says the Mishnah, Mozin shtei sudeis lekol echod ve'echod. For each participant, for each person that wants to join this or use this Eruv Tchumin, you need enough food for two meals, shtei sudeis. What type of meals? So every person gauges on his own. However much he needs for a meal, times two. But if somebody wants to know in advance, like, what sort of meal should I, you know, how much is that? So the Rav Meir, the first opinion in the Mishnah holds, Mezoinoi l'chol v'loi l'shabbos. Divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir maintains that on Shabbos, a person typically eats more, the food is tastier, a person eats more in each meal, and therefore we hear, since with Erevin we always go lekula, then he says that the amount that you gauge for a meal is as much as you would typically eat on a weekday meal, not on a Shabbos meal. Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Meir, and he says that l'Shabbos v'loy l'chol, he says that on Shabbos, since you eat more meals than regular, on a Shabbos you eat three meals, and therefore with each meal you eat a little bit less than you would eat per meal during the week, and therefore you would gauge the size meals that you need, two of them, for the Eruv Tchumin, for the meals that he eats on Shabbos. And they both intend to be more lenient, each one uses the smaller amount, each one in their own opinion. Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika says that the amount that you need for an Eruv is, number one, kikor. And this is going to be very important, and it's going to get a little bit mathematical, but we have to keep in mind the terms that we're using here. Kikor is a loaf. What you need for an Eruv Tchumin, says Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, is one kikor. The question is, and one kikor equals two sudeis. Because that's what we said. Kamuhu shi'urei mozen shtei sudeis, that's across the board. Two sudeis, and according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, it's considered a kikor. One kikor, which is often translated as a loaf, is what we need for two meals. The question is, how big is this loaf? So Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika says as follows, Bepundyoin, that this kikor is the amount, is a loaf which is the size that you would buy with a pundyoin, which is a coin. Now a pundyoin is 48th of a sela. Midalad so besela. So if you have a bread which is the size of 4 saw, and the price you would pay for that bread of 4 saw is a sela, and how much is 4 saw? 24 kav. How much is a sela? 48 pundyoin. So we're talking here about a contribution of Baraika, a kikor, which you pay a pundyoin for. A pundyoin is a 48th of a sela, and with that 48th of a sela, you're buying a 48th of 4 saw. In 4 saw, there's 24 kav. So with a single pundyoin, you're buying a half a kav. That's how big this loaf is. According to Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, with a basic, simple reading in the Mishnah now, the Gemara is going to discuss it later, but in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, this kikor, which is 2 sudois, which is what you need for Erev Tchumin per person, is a 48th, which is a pundyoin of dalet saw, besela, a 48th of a 24 kav, which is 4 saw, which means 1 pundyoin equals half a kav. Reb Shimon says no. He says, you know what a kikor means? You know how much you need for an Eruv? Not a full kikor. He needs a two-thirds of a kikor. Shtei yodois lekikor, misholoish lekav. Which means two-thirds of a kikor, when a kikor is a third of a kav, which means that a size that you need for an Eruv is 2/9 of a kav. That's how much two sudois is. Because Reb Shimon says that every kav is not split up. According to Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, a kav, a kikor, a single kikor, we said, was half a kav. According to Reb Shimon, a kikor is a third of a kav. And not only that, according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Baraika, it's a whole kikor, a whole half a kav that we need. And according to Reb Shimon, he says, no, a kikor is a third of a kav, and the amount we need here is a two-thirds of one of those kikors. And that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. And we know that every kav has 24 beitzim in it. So according to Reb Yochanan ben Bereka, the shear for Eruv, which is half a kav, is 12 beitzim. And according to Reb Shimon, that the shear of Eruv is 2/9 of a kav, then he's going to need 5 1/3 beitzim for his Eruv. And now the Mishnah is telling us some other halachas that also are dependent on the sizes of loaves and breads. Chetzio lebeis hamanuga. There's a halacha that if a person goes into a home that has tzaras in, the person himself becomes tummy straight away. His clothes, then there's a halacha that if he stays in long enough that he could have eaten a single suda in that time, then his clothes actually have to be washed to become tohir. Kibbutz begodim. He has to wait in there long enough that he could have eaten a single suda, even though he didn't eat it. So chetzio, which is half a kikor, which is, we said the kikor was 2 sudais, and for beis hamanuga, it's 1 suda, which is half a kikor. That's how much is considered a meal regarding beis hamanuga. And even, by the way, even according to Reb Shimon, who said that in the halachas of Eruvin, a suda is 2/3 of a kikor. However, he agrees with the other halachas mentioned here that a suda is half a kikor. Continues the Mishnah, v'chetzi chetzio, which is half of a half, which is a quarter of a kikor. Lifsoil esagvia. If a person eats tomei food, normally food cannot make a person tomei. If a person eats tomei food, a quarter of a kikor, which is half a suda. A single suda is half a kikor, as we saw. Half is always called a pras. A single pras is half a kikor. And half a pras, which is a quarter of a kikor, that's as much as you eat for, in order, lifsei lesagvia, for a person's body, midrabonon, to become tomei when eating something tomei. That's v'chetzi chetzi or lifsei lesagvia. And we're going to see more on this in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'kama mozoin shtei su'udais. We saw that according to Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, they say that the amount of food that you need is 2 meals. Which meals? So Reb Yehuda says the meals, the weekday meals, and Reb Meir says the weekday meals, and Reb Yehuda says the Shabbos meals. Omer Reb Yehuda Omer Rav, Tarta, that means if you don't know exactly how much this is, then somebody doesn't know how to measure, he hasn't got the time to measure, he didn't measure, he wants to know tachlis. I want to now make an Eruv Tchumin, how much bread do I need? So Rav said, Tarte Rifta Ichraisa. 2 breads that the Ikers, that's the people that were going into the fields, that were leading the animals, they were used to taking these 2 breads. That's as much as you need for the Eruv Tchumin. And Rav assumed that was at least as much as you needed for the Eruv. Rav Adabra Ava Omar, Tarti Rifto Nahar Pupisa, 2 breads that were commonly baked in that size in the place called Nahar Pupisa. Omar Lirav Yosef Braid Rava. Avucha, your father Rava, Kaman Svirali, who did he rule like when it came to Erev Tchumin? Did he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? Did he hold like Rabbi Meir? Answers the Gemara, or Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, answered that his father held Kareb Meir. He held like Reb Meir. The Reb Meir said it's the weekday meals, not the Shabbos meals. He held that the Shabbos meals, you eat more than the weekday meals. Ano nami Kareb Meir svirale, and I also hold like Reb Meir, that the Shabbos meals are larger than the weekday meals, not like Reb Yehuda, who said that because you eat more meals on Shabbos, you eat less food. Reb Meir held that you eat more in each meal on Shabbos. The Iker Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, that in any one meal, you eat less because you eat more meals. Kashya Hadom Reintra, it will be difficult for me what people say, that Ravcha Lebesimo Shchiach, there's always space in the stomach. The system, the digestive system expands to allow sweet things into the system. And since on Shabbos the foods are typically tastier than during the week, therefore on Shabbos one would eat more than the rest of the week. According to Reb Yehuda, you don't eat more, you just split it up into more meals. And therefore they ruled like Reb Meir, that a Shabbos meal is, you eat more than a weekday meal, even though you have more meals, and therefore the smaller of the meals is the weekday meal, and those are the meals that you measure for Tchumin. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka said, let's recap, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, see? He said that if you take a bread of 4 saw, which is 24 kav, and you pay for the whole 4 saw a sela, and a sela has 48 pundyoin, a kikor, that means the size of 2 meals, is a 1 pundyoin, a 1/48 of that 24 kav, and that means half a kav is called a kikor, is 2 meals. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a braisa, ukroivim divreim liyos shovin. The measure that Reb Shimon said that you need to have for an Erev, what did Reb Shimon say? Reb Shimon said that you need 2/3 of a kikor when a kikor is not half a kav like Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka said, but when a kikor is 1/3 of a kav, and then not a whole kikor, you only use 2/3 of a kikor. So how much is that? 2 meals is 2/9 of a kav. So according to Reb Shimon, the measure of food you need for Erev Tchumen is 2/9 of a kav, but according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, it's half a kav, as we saw. And the Braisa says that these two opinions, the measurements are very, very close to each other. Obviously, we don't understand that. How can a half be close to 2/9? That's very far apart. Says the Gemara, Midomi. How can you say they're similar? Rabbi Yochanan, that means Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka, Arba Sudas Lekavo. He says that a kav is 4 meals, and that's why a kikar, which is 2 meals, is half a kav. The Reb Shimon, however, according to Reb Shimon, he says that every kav has 3 kikar in it. And according to Reb Shimon, Teisha Sudasa Lekava, because Reb Shimon said that Eruv, which is 2 meals, you need 2/3 of a single kav, which is 2/9. 2/3 of a single kikar, which is 2/9 of a kav. So if according to Reb Shimon, 2 meals is 2/9 of a kav, 1 meal is 1/9 of a kav. So how can you say that if 1 meal, according to Reb Yochanan ben Bereka, is 1/4 of a kav, and according to Reb Shimon, it's 1/9 of a kav, how's that going to work? How can you say that those two measurements are close to each other? Omer of Chizda, Rav Chizda says as follows, and he changes the whole game here. He says, "Tzei mehen shlish lechenveni." He says as follows, it's true that you're paying 1 pundyoin, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Bereka said in the Mishnah. And we assumed that since a pundyoin was 1/48 of a sela, and a sela, we said, you're buying 4 saw with a sela, so we came to the conclusion that a pundyoin buys half a kav. But he says, no, you made a mistake. We're not talking about a pundyoin if you would have bought the flour. It's true that when you buy 4 saw flour of 24 kavim, then you pay a sela, which is 48 pundyoin. But here we're talking about you're buying it from the baker. And the baker also has to make a profit, which means that when you give the baker a pundyoin, he's actually taking off 1/3 of the pundyoin is his profits. And only 2/3 of a pundyoin is actually the flour. And now we have to recalculate. And it's as if we're now saying that you're paying for 2/3 of a pundyoin's worth of bread, not a full pundyoin, because the baker is taking 1/3 off. So if you have now, so we said before, the calculation we had at the beginning was a single pundyoin is 1/48 of the whole 4 saw, the whole 24 kav. That's how we came to our conclusion that this one pundyoin is 1/48 of 24 kav. It's half a kav. Now we're saying, no, he's not paying a pundyoin. He is paying the baker a pundyoin, but the bread itself is the value of 2/3 of a pundyoin. So 2/3 of a pundyoin, how many times 2/3 of are there in a full sela? There's 72 2/3 of a pundyoin. In which case, the amount of flour you're getting is not 1/48 of 24 kav. You're getting 1/72 of 24 kav. And how much is that? It's not half a kav, it's just 1/3 of a kav. So 1/3 of a kav is what you need for 2 meals, according to what Rav Chizda said here. Okay, so if it's 1/3 of a kav, that means 2 sudois is 1/3 of a kav. How much is 1 suda? 1/6 of a kav. How much is 1 suda, according to Reb Shimon? We said before, it's 1/9 of a kav. So the Gemara is asking, they're still not close. It's true that a 1/6 of a kav is closer to 1/9 of a kav than 1/4 of a kav that we said before, but it's still nowhere near close. V'akati lemar Tisha, according to Rav Shimon, a single Suda is a ninth of a Kav. Ulamar, and according to Rav Yechon ben Bereka, according to Rav Chisda's understanding, Shis, it's a sixth of a Kav. Elo ki'idoch to Rav Chisda. There's another of Chisda, and we'll soon see why they're not contradicting each other. There's another of Chisda, to Omar, Tzei mehen mechtza lechen v'ni. That again, you're still paying your pundyoin. But when you pay to this shopkeeper, you're paying him, well, the baker, the shopkeeper, you're paying him a pundyoin, half of the pundyoin is going to profits, and only half is going for the wheat, for the flour that you're buying. So if you have half a pundyoin, then how many times half a pundyoin is there in a sela? There's 96. We said there's 48 pundyoins. There's 96 half a pundyoins. So if you're buying with that 24 kavin, which is the 4 saw, that means you're getting a 96th of 24 kavin. And that's only a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav being a kikar being 2 meals, and a single meal being half of a quarter of a kav is an eighth of a kav. And so here, so if the one meal is an eighth of a kav, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, and according to Rabbi Shimon, one meal is a ninth of a kav, that's very close. Let's see that inside. Va'akati, the Gemara says, Lamar Tisha, according to Rabbi Shimon, a meal is a ninth of a kav. Ulamar, and according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, based on the second of Chizda, Tamni, it's an eighth of a kav. Hainu duka omau kravim devreim liyas shavin. So then we understand how we can say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika and Rabbi Shimon are close to each other. And from this point on in the Gemara, right through the next sugya, we have to remember the maskona is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika and our Mishnah, who says that the amount that you need is the amount that you pay a pundyoin for, but not a pundyoin for the flour. Half a pundyoin is going to for the profits of the seller, and half is going for the flour. Half a pundyoin is a 96th of the 24 kav, which means a quarter of a kav is 2 sudois, and 1 suda is half of that, which is an eighth of a kav. It means that for the eruv tchumen, you need a quarter of a kav, which is 6 beitzim, and for a single meal, which we saw in the halacha of beis haman, of the halacha in the Mishnah that says v'chetzio le beis hamanuga, that when you go into a house with tzaras, it's the amount you need for a single meal. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, that's 3 beitzim, which is 1 su'uda. Now the Gemara is, by the way, asking, Kashe de Rav Chisda de Rav Chisda. There's a contradiction in Rav Chisda. When you pay a pundyoin to the person who's selling you the bread, are you giving him a third of for his profits and 2/3 is flour, or is half his profits and half is the flour? Lei kosher. If the person who's buying it, the buyer who's buying the bread, is coming, tzivi is wood, is bringing the wood to the baker, then the baker just takes off a third, and 2/3 of the pundyoin is for the flour. However, if he doesn't bring wood, then the baker takes off half for his own profits, and the other half is for the flour. Continues the Gemara. Half a kikor, it's called a pras. A pras is a piece. Half a kikor is called 1 su'uda. Chetzio, half a kikor, lebeis hamenuga. V'chetzi chetzio, and half of a half, which is a quarter of a kikor, which is half a su'uda, is lifsoil es hagvia. Is what it takes. If you eat that amount of tomei food, the person is tomei. And how much is that? A quarter of a kikor. If a kikar, we said, was a quarter of a kav, which is 6 beitzim, a half a kikar is 3 beitzim, so a chetzi chetzi, a quarter of a kikar, lifsele sagvia, is going to be 1.5 beitzim's worth of food. If a person eats 1.5 egg sizes of food, which is tomei, he has to then be metayer himself before eating hekdesh, before eating truma. Says the Gemara. And just before we get to the Gemara, according to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says that a kav has 3 kikar, and every kikar is 2 su'udos. It's only regarding Eruvin that Reb Shimon was even more lenient and said 2 su'udos is 2/3 of a kikar, you don't need a whole kikar. But for all the other halachas that we're going to mention here, even Reb Shimon agrees that kikar is 2 su'udos. So according to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, we saw, he says that a kikar is a quarter of a kav. That's what we just said. According to the final opinion, the final reading of the Mishnah, it's a quarter of a kav. According to Reb Shimon, a kikar is a third of a kav. So according to Reb Shimon, if a kikar is a third of a kav being eight beitzim, a single suda for Beis HaManuga, according to Reb Shimon, is going to be four beitzim. And for a quarter of a kikar, which is what you need for Lifsoiles HaGvia, that, according to Reb Shimon, is going to be two beitzim. So we see that according to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, it's 1.5 beitzim, is a quarter of a kikar, and according to Reb Shimon, it's two beitzim. Says the Gemara Tana, v'chetzi chetzi chetzia, which is half of a quarter of a kikar, which is an eighth of a kikar, l'tamei tumas oichlin. That's what you need in order to make other food items tamei. Food itself could become tamei even with less than that. It's a discussion elsewhere. But in order for a food item which is tamei to make something else tamei, then the food item has to be an eighth of a kikar. And according to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, that a kikar is a quarter of a kav, then an eighth of a kikar is going to be three quarters of a beitza. And according to Reb Shimon, that a kikar is a third of a kav, according to him, the eighth of a kav is going to be one beitza. Because we said that a kikar is a third of a kav, and the kav has got 24 beitzim. So every kikar, according to Reb Shimon, is eight beitzim. An eighth of that is one beitza. Says the Gemara, V'tana didon mai tam aloi toni tumas eichlin. Our Mishnah speaks about Eruv. Our Mishnah speaks about Beis HaManuga, which is half of that. It speaks about Livseles HaGvia, which is, again, half. But it doesn't speak about Tumas Eichlin, which is again half. Why not? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Deloi Shovu Shiurayu Lehadodi. Because we're soon going to see in the Braisa a number of different Tanoim that tell us exactly how much you need, how much food puzzles a person if he eats it, which is what the Mishnah calls Livseles HaGvia. And then we're going to see other Tanoim who argue as to how much you need for Tumas Eichlin, and we're going to notice that the Tumas, even though it's the Braisa said, Chetzi, 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 or Letame Tumas Eichlin, the Tumas Eichlin should be exactly half of the amount of food you need, Livseles HaGvia, we're going to see it's not accurate. It's either a little bit more or a little bit less. And since it's not completely accurate, the Mishnah didn't want to bring it down. To Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kama Shi'ur Chetzi Pras. Like we said, a kikar is two meals. A one pras, which is Beis HaManuga, is half of that. Chetzi Pras, which is a quarter of a kikar, that's the halacha of Livsoil Esagvia. We saw in the Mishnah, V'chetzi Chetzia, Livsoil Esagvia. And we said that basically speaking, according to Reb Shimon, a quarter of a pras is two beitzim. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, it's 1.5 beitzim. So we're now going to have three opinions in the Braisa that all of them are approximately two beitzim. That means they're all following Reb Shimon more or less. D'tanya kamo shiur chetzi pras. So Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says, beis beitzim chosar kimo. Two beitzim, less a little bit. That's how much if you eat that amount, then midrabonon you have the person is tomei. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Omer Rabbi Yosi also goes around the two beitzim mark following Reb Shimon. Beis beitzim but soichakois. That means larger, little bit, a more loose beitzim. Shiei Rabbi, beis beitzim void. Rabbi, who also goes around the two beitzim mark, but like Reb Shimon, but he says two beitzim plus a little bit. Kama void. What is this plus a little bit? Echod mi esrim bebeitza, a 20th of a beitza. So if you have two beitzim void, then you have a 20th, an extra 20th for each beitza. So altogether it comes out to 2.1 beitzim. It's 1/20th per egg. So you've got two eggs. Each one with an extra 20th is a 2 and 2/20, which is 2.1 beitzim. Ve'ilu gabe tumas. So those are the three opinions so far in the Braisa, that they're all going around the two beitzim mark, like Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Yochanan ben Baraika, it's totally off. It's 1.5 beitzim. We're soon going to see that. Ve'ilu gabe tumas oichlin. Regarding tumas oichlin, which is supposed to be half of Tumas Beis Hamanuga, and of half of Tumas of the Psul of Beis Agvia. That's what it says. V'chetzi, chetzi, chetzi, l'tuma, l'tami tumas eichlin. So now officially we should see in this Braisa opinions which are exactly half of the beginning of the Braisa. V'ilu gabi tumas eichlin, Tanya, Reb Nosson v'Reb Doisa amru. Reb Nosson and Reb Doisa, they hold, k'beitza she'omru, because it's half. And in the same way as we said that for lifseles agviya, which is a quarter of a pras, which is half a pras, which is a quarter of a kikar, is two beitzim plus minus. So half of that, which is what you need for l'tami tumas oichlin, is one beitza plus minus. So Reb Nosson and Reb Doisa says, k'beitza she'omru, k'moyha uklipasa. It's an egg plus adding on it's the shell of the egg. The Chachomim oimrim, k'moyha b'leiklipasa. The Chachomim say an egg without the shell. Either way, either according to the Chachomim or Reb Nosson and Reb Doisa, it's not exactly half of any one of the three opinions we saw before. Not Reb Yehuda, who says that Livseles Agvia is two beitzim chosar gvia. Not Reb Yosi, who says two beitzim soichakos. And not Rebbe, who says it's 2.1 beitzim. Half of that, according to no opinions, is not what Reb Nosson and Reb Doisa says, and not what the Chachomim say. And therefore, since in the Braisa you see that the measure of the livsel of the tami tumas eichlin is not exactly half of the amount that you need for livsel es agvia, therefore the Mishnah didn't want to say v'chetzi chetzi chetzia is the tami tumas eichlin. The Mishnah didn't want to say that. Carries on. Omar Rafram Bar Papa, Omar Rav Chisda. Rafram Bar Papa said in the name of Rav Chisda, Zu divri Reb Yehuda v'Reb Yosi, that the beginning of the Braisa, that speaking about Livseles Agvia, that said it was two beitzim plus minus, and not only of Yehuda Reb Yosi, it's not to exclude Rebbe, what Rafram Bar Papa included here also Rebbe. Aval Chachomim Oimrim, there's a fourth opinion, the opinion of the Chachomim, they say Kabeisa or Mechza Seichakis. They say it's 1.5 beitzim, loosely measured, but it's 1.5 beitzim. Who says that for Livseles Agvia, which is a quarter of a kikar, is 1.5 beitzim, and not the 2 beitzim mark? Ukman Chachomim Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, who said that a kikar is half a kav, which is 12 beitzim. So obviously, a kikar is a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is 6 beitzim. And to have a quarter of the kikar, you're going to have a quarter of 6 beitzim, which is 1.5 beitzim. So that works out perfectly, asks the Gemara Pshita. What are you, Rav Chisda, coming to tell us that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, it's 1.5 the beitzim? We know that. We know that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baraika, a kikar is a quarter of a kav. And we know that over here, for Livseles Agvia, it's a quarter of a kikar. So we know it's 1.5 beitzim. He says, no. What I'm coming to the Chiddush I'm telling you is, Seicha kois osel ha-shminon. That means it's not Pshita. I'm trying to add to you that even the contra b'yechanan ben Baraika, if you learnt it straight, it would just be 1.5 beitzim. What I'm coming to tell you here is that you need the beitzah mechza seichakos. The chachomim here, the Ayir of Chizda, Raphram brought in the name of Rav Chisda, that there's a chachomim who say beitzah mechza seichakos, that there's an element of chiddush. It's not just the contra b'yechanan ben Baraika, it's 1.5 beitzim. No, these chachomim say, add on, it's a little loosely measured. Continues the Gemara. Ki also Ravdimi Omar, Ravdimi said, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said that Shigur Bunyus, name of a person, sent Lerebi Mudia Dukundis, which was a type of a saw. Saw is a measure. And just so we should remember this, a saw itself has 6 kav. Every kav has 24 loig. And every loig has 6 beitzim, which means that every kav has 24 beitzim, and every 6 kav, which is a saw, has 144 beitzim. But the problem is that when this measure, this mudya de kunis, a measure of a saw, demin ne'usa, from the place of ne'usa, they sent it to Rebbe. V'shi'e Rebbe, and Rebbe measured it, and it came out to ma'ason v'shva'esre bein. It held 217 beitzim. So, and now the Gemara is discussing, ha saw dehecha. What type of saw is this? What saw do do we know that holds 217 beitzim? And here we have to introduce another concept which we have to get used to. We find in Chazal, we're soon going to see it in a Braisa, that, and we don't really know why this happened and what the ramifications are, but there were three times in the history of Klal Yisrael that measurements were defined. You had what we call in the Midbar, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah in the desert, that was something called Midbarios. And they had, in the Midbar, there was a saw, every saw had six kav, and every kav had four loig, and every loig had six beitzim, and that was the measurements in the Midbar. When they came to Yerushalayim, Yerushalmis, then for whatever reason, which we're not sure about, everything became a fifth more. It means even though in the Midbar a beitzah was size X, wherever it was, in Yerushalayim they would consider a beitzah as being not an egg, it would be one and a fifth, which means that whereas in the Midbar, as we saw now, a kav was 24 beitzim, in the Yerushalayimis, a kav Yerushalayimis is 28.8 beitzim. That means, assuming that the real beitzim are the Midbarios beitzim, but in the Yerushalayimis shiurim, they added on a fifth onto everything, which means that a beitzah became one and a fifth beitzim. And every loig, instead of having six beitzim, it had an extra fifth. So a kav, which we know is, every kav is four loig, and every loig is six beitzim, so a kav has 24 beitzim. So whereas in the Midbar it was a real 24 beitzim, in Yerushalayimis a kav had 28.8. And then at a later stage in a place called Tzipuri, they again made the shiurim bigger, they added on yet another fifth. So a kav of Tzipuris was, in real size eggs, in Midbar eggs, in Tzipuris, a kav had 34.56 beitzim, which was much bigger. And now we have to try and understand all the shiurim. Take a saw. Like we said before, a saw is 144 beitzim, but that's only Midbarios. In Yerushalayim, the saw was not 144 beitzim, it was 172.8 beitzim. The time we got to Tzipuri, a saw was 207.36 beitzim. And now we're trying to discuss. We suddenly have a Rebbe who said he had 217 beitzim in a saw. Where does that come from? Even if he was measuring a Tzipuris size saw, and Tzipuris size saw was 207.36 beitzim, that's not 217. Let's see this inside. Hai saw dehecha, which saw has 217 beitzim? Ida midborius, if he's talking about midborius, kuf mem dalet havya. We said a saw has six kav, which is 24 loig, which is 144 beitzim, not 217. Ida Yerushalmis, you're going to go one step up and take the one size bigger saw, kuf ein gimel. It's really 172.8. The Gemara rounds it up and calls it 173 beitzim, not 217. Vida Tzipuris, you're going to go even further. Reish Zayin Havyon, it's 207. In truth, it's 207.36, but the Gemara calls it 207, not 217. Answers the Gemara. The first answer is La'olam de Tzipuris. This measure was called a saw in Tzipuris, so we can expect it to have at least 207.36 beitzim in. I see chaloso shodi alayu, and add on the chala. This was a type of saw that was not really a saw. It was a saw that plus chala, which means that it was a type of a measure that when you take off the chala, what you're left is with a saw. What saw? You're left with a Tzipuris saw. Let's work it out. How much is challah? A challah, we know, is a 24th. We've seen that previously. A challah is 24th of the dough. So let's see. Chalos kama havyon. How much is challah? Tamni. A 24th of 207.36, which is the amount of beitzim in a tzipuri saw. So a 24th of that is 8.64, which the Gemara calls 8. Is tamanya, so add on the 8, take 207.36, or let's call it 207, plus the 8, you don't get to 217. It's much less than 217. No, don't add on the challah, add on the v'oid. If you remember, Rebbe said that for every egg, you add on a 20th. So let's see how many eggs here you have. 207.36 eggs. Add on the v'oid, add on a 20th. Shodi alayu, and add that on. And if you add on a 20th, then you get to 217.728. Asks the Gemara, Ihocha havilei tfei? If you add on the 20th per egg, then you don't have 217, you have more than that. You have 217.728 beitzim. Answers the Gemara, kiven deloy have your beitzah, since this the extra is less than a whole beitzah, it's not 218, loy choshev lei, and therefore Rebbe just considered it as 217 beitzim. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Sa'o Yerushalmis, this is what we said before, that the Sa'o of Yerushalmis, Yesira al Midboris Shtus. It's an extra sixth. That means we said, really, it's an extra fifth of the Midborios. But if you, after you've added it on, what you've added on is a sixth of the final amount. It means if the Kav of Midborios was 24, then you add on a fifth of 24, and the Kav of the Yerushalmis is 28.8. 28.8 has an extra sixth over the 24.4. Voshel Tzipuris, and in Tzipuris, again, Yaseir al Yerushalmis Shtus, they added on another sixth. Nimtzeis. So if you make the calculation, Shel Tzipuris Yaseir al Midborius Shlish. The Braisa says that the Tzipuris is more than the Midborius, a third. We're going to have to work that out, because we don't know how this works, but we'll soon see that there's a third more in the Tziporis than there is on the Midboris. Says the Gemara, Shlish deman. You're saying that there's a third more on Tziporis over Midboris. What third? A third of who? A third of what? Ilei meshlish de Midboris. Are you saying that the Tziporis has a third more than the Midboris? It's not true. Mechte shlishta midborios. How many eggs are there in a sa' midborios? 144. What's a third of that? 48. Kamahavion. Shlishta midborios kamahavion. Arboim v'tmanyo. 48. Ve'ilu oidfa. How much more is the tziporis sa' over the midborios sa'? It's 63 eggs more, not 48 eggs more. Ve'ilu oidfa shitin v'tlas. Ve'elo, you know what? It's not a third of the Midborios. It's a third of the Yerushalmis that it's more. Ve'elo shlish di Yerushalmis. No, that doesn't work either. Shlish di da. What did we say before? How many eggs is a saw Yerushalmis? 172.8. What's a third of that? 57.6. 57.6 still doesn't. If you add on 57.6 onto the Midborios, you still don't get to Tzipuris. You still, because Tzipuris is 63 eggs more than the Midborios. Let's see that inside. Shlishti do kamahavio. How much is a third of the Yerushalmis? Chamishin v'tmanyo nechitilso. 58 less a third, which is 57.6. Vilu oitfo, but the amount that Tzipuris is more than the Midborios is shisin v'tlas. 63, you still haven't reached it. Ve'elo de Tzipuri must mean that it's an extra third of the Tzipuris. Well, how much is a third of the Tzipuris? We said the Tzipuris saw is 207.36 beitzim. What's a third of that? 69.12. That's much more than you need to get to your Tzipuris. If you add on a third of a Tzipuris onto the Midborios, that means you take the Midborios 144 and you add on 69.12, you're not going to get to Tzipuris, you're going to get to much more than that, because we said the difference between the Tzipuris and the Midborios is only 63, not 69.12. Ve'elo de Tzipuri, says the Gemara, shlishti do kamahava. How much is a third of the Tziporisa? How many eggs? Shivin nechichoda. 70 less 1, which is 69. It's really 69.12. Let's call it 69. Vilu oitfo, but how much is the Tzipuris more than the Midborios? Samach Gimel, it's only 63. So how can the Braisa say that Tzipuris is more than Midborios a third? It doesn't work in whichever way you hold it. With any third you add on to the Midborius, whether it's a third Midborius or a third Yerushalmis or a third Tziporis, added onto the Midborius, you're not going to get to the Tziporis. Elom Rabbi Yirmiyah says, explains it differently. Hochik Omer. What you have to read into the Braise is not that a Tziporis is a third more than the Midborius. No. You should read as follows. Nimtzei Sa Shel Tzipuri. The Sa of a Tzipuri is Yaseira Al Midborius Koroiv L'Shlish Shelo. That the third, that the Sa of Tzipuri is more than the Midborius Koroiv L'Shlish Shelo. It's not exactly Shlish Shelo. Because we said Shlish Shelo, how much is a third of the Tzipuris? A third of the Tzipuris, we said, was 69.12. How much is the Tzipuris more than Midborius? 63. It's Koroiv. Ushlish Shelo, and a third of the Tziporis, which we said was 69.12, is Koroiv Lemechza de Midborius. Midborius is 144 Beitzim. Half of that is 72 Beitzim. So now what we're saying is that the 69.12, which is a third of the Tziporis, is close to the 63, which the Tziporis is more than the Midborius, and it's close to 72, which is half of the Midborius. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina's questioning this, that you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that you have to read into the Braisa that there's a double Koroiv here. Midi Koroiv, Koroiv Ktoni? Did the Braisa say Koroiv? The Braisa didn't say Koroiv. The Braisa made a very definite statement that Nimtes Shel Tzipuris Yaseir Al Midborius Shlish. That the Tzipuris, the ratio between the Tzipuris and the Midborius, has something to do with an exactly a third. And you're saying Koroiv, it's approximately a third, approximately half of a different Cheshbon. It's not what it said in the Braisa. Elo Omer Ravina. Ravina said as follows. Hachi Koma. Nimtzeis Shlish Shel Tzipuri Bevoidiois Shel Rebbe. Let's go back to Rebbe. Rebbe added on a 20th per egg. So let's take that to the Tziporis. We said before that Rebbe said, how big is the saw? How big is the saw according to Rebbe? 217.728. That is the saw, according to Rebbe, with the void. How much is a third of that? A third of that is exactly 72.576. So when it says here now that Shlish Shel Tzipuri Bevoidiois Shel Rebbe Al Mechza Shel Midborius Shlish Beitza, that Rebbe, who has his extra 20th per egg, which is 217 plus Beitzim, is just a third of an egg more than half of the Midborius. The Midborius saw is 144 Beitzim. Half of that is 72. So you've got half of the Midborius is exactly 72. And according to Rebbe, a third of his saw is 72 point something. And the Gemara says that it's exactly a third more than the 72 of half of the Midborius. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Reishis arisoi seichem. We know there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to take challah. If you make a dough that's large enough, then one has to take off challah. The question is, how big does the dough have to be to have to take off challah? It says, kadei arisoi seichem. Because the pasuk says, reishis arisoi seichem. It was your dough. What's your dough? Your dough is the dough that you ate in the midbar, when you're in the desert. V'kamo isoi seichem. Kedei isas midbar. Your dough was the dough you ate in the desert. V'kamo isas midbar. How big was the dough? Was the portion of bread, or it wasn't bread, the portion of food that they got every day from the mon? V'kamo isas midbar. Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'ho'oimer, it was the size of an oimer. How much is an oimer? Asiris ha'efa. A tenth of an efa. Asiris ha'efa hu. How much is an efa? An efa is three sa. So a tenth of an Eifa is three-tenths of a saw. Three-tenths of a saw, that was an Oimer. So how much dough do you need in order to be chayev to take challah is three-tenths of a saw. How much is a saw? We said the Midborius was 144 eggs. What is three-tenths? What's 30% of 144? 40, three-tenths, not 30%, it's three-tenths. Three-tenths of 144 is 43.2 eggs. Mikan Omru. From here the Chachomim said, Zayin Revoim kemach v'oid chayeves b'khala. So, because how much dough is mechayev b'khala? 43.2 beitzim. And how many beitzim are there in a kav? There's 24 beitzim in a kav. So how many kav is 43.2? 1.8 kav. And that's what it says here. 1.8 is 7 quarters. It's not mamash 7 quarters, it's 7 quarters v'oid, because 7 quarters would be 1.75 kav. V'oid is plus 0.05 kav. That means the 7 quarters, zayin revoim, which is 1.75 kemach, v'oid, and a little bit more, the 0.05, is together 1.8 kav. Since a kav is 24 beitzim, 1.8 kav is 43.2 beitzim, that's chayevas b'chala. Shehein, and this is where we have to, this is where it gets a little bit delicate. Shehein, how much is this in Yerushalmis? Now, it's not that the shiur chala went up. No, the shiur chala is 43.2 beitzim midborios, and that is 1.8 kav midborios. The question is, how much is 43.2 beitzim midborios? How much is that on a ratio of the kav of the Yerushalmis? We know that a kav midboris is 24 beitzim. So we worked out that 43.2, which is divided by 24, comes to 1.8. But we said that a kav Yerushalmis is 28.8 beitzim. If so, the 43.2 beitzim of the midbar, how many kav of that is Yerushalmi? It's take 43.2 and divide it by 28.8, you get to exactly 1.5 kav. Shehein vov shel Yerushalmis. Vov means 6 quarters. 6 quarters is 1.5 kav Yerushalmis, because a kav Yerushalmis is 28.8 beitzim, and we only need 43.2 beitzim. That's 1.5 kav. Shehein hei shel tzipuri. How big is the kav? How many eggs is a kav of a tzipuri? 34.56. So if you take the 43.2 beitzim, divide by 34.56, that means how many kav tzipuris is 43.2 eggs of the midboris? Is exactly 1.25. Shehein hei, which is 5 quarters. Shehein hei, 5 quarters shel tzipuri, which is 1.25 kav tzipuri, is the same 43.2 beitzim midboria, is the amount of flour that you need to be chayev b'chala. Mikan omru, from here the Chachomim said, ha'oichel k'midah zu, somebody who eats this type of measure, which is the meal which was given in the desert, the size of an oimer, 43.2, the size of 43.2 eggs, hareze bori, he's a healthy person, umavurach, and he's a blessed person, he doesn't eat too much. Rashi brings a pasuk, ubeten reshoim tichaser, and if you eat too much, yeser al kein ravson, you're just a glutton, and if you pochas mikan makulkul b'meov, if you eat less than that, it seems that your digestive system is something wrong with it, and if you eat exactly this amount, 43.2 beitzim in a day, that is a healthy and blessed person. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here. Even though it's considerably high up in the Omid, but since the next sugya is one continuous sugya, in order not to lose thread in the next sugya, we're going to stop here and carry on from here in the next shir.